Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full-body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
There's some things that I just, when I'm sitting here, I can't believe that I'm still talking about. And one of those things is Daniel Jones as the Giants quarterback. Like, like when we don't talk about him for a while, and we look baseball and the Knicks and the Rangers and everything, and we get back to it, I'm like, I'm still stuck in this Daniel Jones hell. It feels like every single year it's the same conversation, but he can't be the quarterback after this year, right? It's got to be over.
You know, I asked Saquon about Daniel Jones. And look, they're best friends, right? But we talked football. We talked about comparisons, other quarterbacks around the league. And I have to say, Saquon has a lot of belief in Daniel Jones. And this wasn't him talking to me like reporter. This was off camera when we were just having a conversation about DJ's ability. And Saquon truly believes that there's talent, skill, mentality there in Daniel Jones that is good. And he believes that Brian Daboll is going to continue to try to bring the best out in him. And just the way he was explaining it made me believe a little bit more that, you know, maybe this is the way it's all panned out. Maybe Daniel Jones just hasn't had the type of protection that he needs. Whatever the excuses, we'll call them, are that he hasn't shined yet. Saquon certainly still believes in him, and obviously with his new quarterback, he's got tons of confidence in Jalen Hurts.
$47 million, though,
and they can get out after this season. So that's why, right, I feel like it's over. And
but gee, 2 years ago he was good. I mean, 2 years ago, they're one of the final eight teams left in the NFL.
I understand,
which is why he got the contract.
Right. Maybe the Giants don't have a great season this year, and they're able to, you know, draft a great quarterback eventually in the future here. And Joe Shane, we look back on and go, well, that was genius. Everything they did was just brilliant.
And that 2 years ago thing, that has gone on a life of its own. Because think about it. He wasn't that good in the regular season.
I know.
The team wasn't supposed to be good, but he didn't throw a ton of touchdowns. They were okay. And then he went up against probably the stone worst defensive coordinator in the history of the game, and Ed Donatell, who had no idea what he was doing with a Vikings defense that was dead, and Patrick Peterson, who was done, and he had Isaiah Hodgins cooking him for like 200 yards in that game.
Gino, I know, but you bring Daboll in, and he's the perceived quarterback whisperer because he did it with Josh Allen, and you see, at least you see one good year with him and Daniel Jones, and you figure, hey, this might continue, it might
progress.
And
nobody talks about the next week when they got their teeth kicked in by the Philadelphia Eagles and had no shot in the game.
This is stuff that may not matter to you guys and to Giants fans listening, but I didn't know the closeness of the Giants locker room. I didn't believe that it was as tight as Saquon was explaining. Like, he's like, you don't understand. We all lived within a mile of each other. We hung out all the time. It is so hard to win games in the NFL. And we had the right pieces. We had the right coaching. Like, he had tons of confidence and belief in what Daboll could do for them. It was just trying to get everyone on the same page and be healthy at the same time. So I think it was a mix of bad luck there, and obviously just leaning into what Saquon highlighted, which is it's just not easy.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Which, by the way, when Saquon was explaining that to me, of just, you know, people just don't get how hard it is to have a winning year. I was just with the Chiefs a couple weeks ago, and I'm sitting there with Andy Reid, and we're just going through his resume and just what they're able to do. And I'm just in awe of what those guys do and the culture they've built there. And the guys in the locker room that run that shit. We talked about the Jets earlier and the keys being handed over to Aaron Rodgers to perhaps plant that first seed of what this should be, how to win. The Kansas City Chiefs got like 3-4 guys in that locker room going, dictating what this is going to look like, what this is going to be. And for Giants fans, you got to hope at some point there's a locker room that can resemble something like that, because it's been a long time since both New York locker rooms had something that they could brag about.
Diana Russini in studio with us this morning. How do you think Joe Shane has come across in offseason Hard Knocks?
Decisive in terms of knowing what he wants and willing to go against ownership. We were reporting leading up to when, I guess it was like the month before free agency, we all knew, people that cover the Giants, that ownership loves Saquon. The jerseys are everywhere. There's still Barkley Giants jerseys in my town hanging in the windows because they haven't taken them down yet because no one's realized he's left. You know, so just the character and all the things that come with Saquon, all the positive stuff, you understand why ownership wanted him. And you saw on the show, someone brought it up in the meeting, like, what are we without him? What is this going to look like? But I also look at it this way. Joe Shane made this decision. We're saying Joe Shane. If Brian Daboll wanted Saquon Barkley, it's, Joe, make this happen. I don't care what you have to do. I need Saquon. We need Saquon. Daniel needs Saquon. Brian Daboll has belief his team is fine without Saquon, that they can figure out the run game without him.
But are you saying Dable's calling the shots there?
They're calling the shots together. They're a tandem. They're a really good GM head coach duo in terms of sharing, listening, and collaborating on what they want this to be. My point is, you can't put this all on Joe Shane. This has to be Brian Daboll. He's They're running connected. The offense. Right. Yeah. He's not going to allow Joe Shane, the GM, to get rid of his best offensive weapon without signing off. It doesn't work like that.
And they wanted a quarterback in the draft. It just wasn't going to happen with the top three teams being quarterback needy.
Correct.
And they didn't like J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix enough.
Do you like J.J. McCarthy?
No, I hate him. Not as a person. I think he's going to be horrendous.
Well, how would you know? You don't know him as a person.
I know. But I mean, it sounds like I hate him. I hate the draft pick of J.J. McCarthy. I think it's horrendous.
So you think the Giants made the right pick?
Oh, 100%.
My thing with Joe Shane, and I know Joe very well, and he's a great guy, and I think he's done a good job so far, is Willie, if he has to, because she's right, Diana's right, they're connected. Shane and Daboll are connected. They are close. If he needs to fire Daboll, is he going to fire Daboll?
No. They're going to go out as a tandem, correct. I think. Yeah.
I don't know. GMs tend to last. That is, you hear that around the league all the time. It takes a lot for a general manager to get fired. Head coaches, it's easier to point. You didn't win. Out. General managers is like, well, and usually the general manager has the ear of ownership. Yeah, they're cozied up with them at the owners' meetings. You see them having dinner together. They're telling the owner everything they want to hear while the head coach is in the trenches dealing with all the stuff that comes with a football season. So usually in most cases, the GM can survive. It's just for these guys, they have done a really good job of visually and even behind the scenes looking as if they're in this bed together.